We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We roll along on a Thursday. Nice day today. Then all of a sudden, winter's teeth start to gnaw a little bit this week. Are you ready for the change of weather?
No, I'm not.
No. You're not ready
I will take the...
ice and cold. And
I will take the 81 with gusts up to 40. Versus the Monday's high is 28 with a 50% chance of snow. So, no, I'm not quite ready. It's going to be 84 today and 28 Monday. Thanks, COVID.
Yeah, COVID. COVID is now affecting the weather patterns.
Yeah, COVID's fault.
It's an easy fallback, right? Mm-hmm. It's an easy fallback. If only Greg Marshall had that to fall back on, right? And Wichita State basketball had that to just dismiss their issues away right now. Blame it on COVID.
Couple of different media outlets yesterday. The Eagle was one. Cake was one. I don't know about K-Witch. I don't know. But multiple media outlets yesterday here in town tracked down Tyson Waterman, current assistant for Greg Marshall, former player under Greg Marshall, who was not around during the Shaquille Morris allegation, but certainly was around as a player and I think a coach at Winthrop. And he's really the, as far as I can tell, and somebody help me if I'm wrong, but he's the biggest, most booming voice to say, nope, those allegations absolutely are not true. He did not use racially charged slurs back at Winthrop or any time that I've been around here, and he's only been around here for about 5 minutes, you know, relatively speaking. But
sure,
going back to the Winthrop days, that, I guess, is an arrow in Greg Marshall's quiver that Tyson Waterman said, no, he didn't say or do that while I on my watch as a player or a coach. Now, what people keep going back to is, yeah, he's going to coach you hard. And now it's me, Shane, paraphrasing this. He's going to walk up to a line probably here and there, but he's going to push you to become the best player that you can be. I think PJ Cousinard also came to Greg's defense. But, again, Cousinard was not around at the time of the alleged incident. So, in kind of carrying over the life comes at you fast theme, Wichita State men's hoops would qualify too, because obviously we all know it wasn't that long ago that they went to the Final Four. They've been nationally relevant ever since. They've moved to a bigger conference. All kinds of buzz around the program, and there has been for really as long as Greg's been here, save for the first couple of years that we're building the program back up, and now we got a fork in the road at the very least, or a crossroads or whatever cliche you want to use with these allegations coming down, no matter what the investigation determines, because I think this program can still go two different ways. And I haven't quite made my mind up yet when it comes to 2021 and beyond.
Well, there are so many issues that are that are fluid, not the least of which is the immediate future of the program. And I don't know, I don't think you know, I don't know if anyone knows at this point how this investigation from the law firm in St. Louis will turn out. Everyone can speculate all they want. I think I'll probably wait until it comes out and we can start parsing through some things. But in the meantime, you're still trying to get your program ready to play basketball. You're still getting ready to play a schedule, albeit in the middle of a pandemic. And you've got a recruiting class that you've got to kind of continue to massage and develop and hold on to. I mean, there's so many things happening right now that are that alone, each and any one of them would be challenging. Taken all together, it's like, it's incredible. But this thing's got to play out. And Shane, I don't know, man. People ask me all the time, what do you think on Greg? You know, and I don't really have an answer. I don't have an answer for people at this point. I just don't. I'm not sure if I've even got a feeling at this point.
Well, on the surface, you would at the very least have, okay, how can Greg or his assistants ever go into a home again and convince parents that this is the best thing for their kids? Because you'll wave these allegations in front of their face and say, is this what you want your son to be going through mm-hmm. if he goes to Wichita State?
That's a challenge.
Well, and theoretically, yep. though, on the other hand, Greg will wave his statement in their face and say, I deny doing this. I never did it. So who are you going to believe?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that hopefully right. – The result of the investigation will provide some clarity, but I'm not totally convinced that it will. I don't know. And maybe
it may not. No, it may not.
Because
right.
I was trying to figure out yesterday what the smoking gun would be, one way or the other. We got a guy that put his name to this story that there was physical abuse. We've got the coach that put his name on it, obviously in a statement, that never happened. So where is the middle, like, okay, now how do we dig through the weeds and find out either positively or negatively, and if there's any, you know, gray area in there? 869-1240 if you want to talk about it. Life comes at you fast, WSU hoop style. Dennis is with us. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Morning, Dennis.
I tell you, It's just amazing to me. Of course, I don't have the answer, but, you know, everything I read online and ESPN and the rest of the people, it just stands like a sore thumb how Penn State and Texas State handled their situation as compared to the way Wichita State has handled theirs. As far as Greg Marshall goes, I really do hope that our AD Boatwright has Chris Jans on speed dial, and Jans will answer the phone if it rings.
Yeah, but okay, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here. Jans is a Greg Marshall disciple. Is that what you want?
I tell you what, I thought he was the best coach we've had at Wichita State.
And he's not without his warts either, because he had an issue that led to his ouster at Bowling Green. Let's not forget that either, unfortunately.
Well, he's repented. He's laid off the sauce, I guess, and he's at winning basketball at New Mexico State.
All true.
Okay.
Other than an old guy like Beeline that everyone says Wichita State should grab hold to, I'd rather have a younger guy like Chris Jans if we have to replace Marshall. But you look at the way Penn State and Texas State did it, it's amazing how they did theirs and the way Wichita State's doing theirs. Have a good one, fellas.
Thank you for listening, Dennis, as always. Appreciate it.
Right. And I'm not – I don't know. I just don't know. I've got to know more about this, and I think that, Shane, you bring up a point that is fair. Are we ever really going to know? I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. And what is the information? First of all, who's going to make the call? And how pervasive does the information and the findings have to be to fire Greg Marshall?
It's almost like a court trial. I mean, who's the burden of proof on? How much do we need here? And I'm not trying to push anybody out. I'm just trying to play both sides of this.
Trying to examine a situation, right?
What has to happen for Greg to survive this? What has to happen for the scales to tip too far in the other direction? Like I said, you got a couple of names on a couple of allegations. You got Greg flatly denying it on the other hand with at least one statement, if not two.
Sure.
I would imagine he – and for his I suppose for his benefit, but on his side is one of his former players and current assistants who has at least Tyson Waterman we're talking about, has at least said, no, the stuff at Winthrop didn't happen. Or he's never done that while I've been around. He's never done what it's being alleged all the way back at Winthrop. So, like I said, that's a kind of a tally mark in Greg Marshall's column there.
Right.
But I suppose the next domino to fall, whichever way it's going to fall, good or bad, whichever side you're on here, is more clarity into a physical altercation alleged on Shaq Morris and or Kyle Lindstedt. Because to my knowledge, I think Ty Taylor is the only one that said, yeah, Marshall punched Shaq. A lot of no comments on the Kyle Lindstedt allegation, the choking allegation. I don't know that anybody's corroborated that or said, no, that never happened. I know what day you're talking about. That didn't happen. And the problematic part for all of us that want some clarity is the timeline of this investigation, because nobody seems to know how close we are to finding a resolution. But
well, it isn't, and at the end of the day, Shane, isn't the question what is, whether intended or not, the lasting effect to an incident like this or an investigation like this to the program for the long term?
Yeah.
I think that's – isn't that part of the decision-making process as well? I don't know. Maybe it isn't.
All right, Eddie – after the break, please hang on. We got to go. But if you want to talk to WSU, I'll let you. But we got to get out of here and come back and carry this over if necessary. Send you a Twitter question if necessary. Eddie, hang on. We'll be back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.